You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, February 18th show. I am committed to providing you knowledge needed to be successful in every area regarding your finances. Knowledge is power, and that's what you'll receive from listening to the show today. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you're listening to a rebroadcast, you can call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150, or online at themoneyhour.com. I can connect you with the guests that I have in studio or answer any questions that you have. Right now, I'm having a conversation with John Wilson, King County Assessor. We're going to be talking about property taxes. John, welcome back.
Hi, Tina. Good to see you.
And a little bit about John. King County Assessor John Wilson, elected in 2015, assumes office having earned the praise of peoples both inside and outside King County as one of the most innovative, forward-thinking managers in local government. Wilson served as Chief Deputy Assessor for 4 years. His work gained a reputation in savvy development of mobile technology and public-facing solutions to enhance customer service while driving down at cost. During his tenure, he rebuilt the department's website, increasing traffic tenfold to nearly 4 million pages a month. Wilson led a team that developed a best-in-class mobile iApp application for field data collection that annually saved hundreds of thousands of dollars in avoided cost. And his spearheaded King County's launching an online property tax appeal platform that, after 2 years in handling close to 60% of all appeals filed. Following on his work in Department of Assessments, Wilson joined King County Information Technology staff, where he led a major countrywide effort to build innovative culture by engaging employees and departments to think differently. He also played an important role in refining and improving development of near Microsoft-based United Communication Platform. John, it's always exciting to have you here. Not as exciting about paying for property taxes, but we need them because it does do good things, and it's nice to have a little education around how this whole thing works and how things work over at the assessor office. So I'm going to start right out with something really positive. You guys mailed out us a love note the week of Valentine's Day. Can you share a little bit more about that, John?
Hugs and kisses from the assessor's
Thank
office.
You so much.
It's our little way to show we care. Under state law, we're required to mail out the tax bills by February 14th. So we have about 700,000 property taxpayers in King County. About 350,000 folks still get the property tax bill actually to their home because they directly pay their property taxes. So they're getting those notes right now, and that gives them a couple things to consider. One is the first payment will be due at the end of April, so they can start to figure out there. It also gives them a chance, while you can't appeal your property tax, you can appeal your forthcoming property value. So they can look and say, well, you know, I think my value is a little too high. That can have an impact on your property taxes.
Perfect. And we're actually going to talk about the appeal process today as well. So let's talk about how much taxes are going up around the country.
Well, around the county, it's about 8%.
The county. I know you only mark the county, not the country.
They limit me for some reason. I think probably the rest of the country is probably very happy about that. But no, you know, this year, 8%, it's a little bit lower than what it was last year.
Okay.
It's again driven by a mix of what local governments need, state government, what local levies or measures passed. This also is the first time that it'll be on your property tax, a property tax for sound transit that was on the ballot in November and passed. So people throughout, not actually throughout King County, but throughout the sound transit district will be paying for that.
And I think a lot of consumers don't even know that the taxes, it's not just based on the value of your home, it's based on these levies that you're voting for. And I know a long time ago I heard it was like under 50% was actually the property, the value of your home. The rest was based on these levies,
right?
Somewhere around there.
Right. So roughly half of what you're paying in property taxes are voter approved measures.
Yes.
So you have, like in the south part of the county, voters have voted on and added education levies, public safety levies, some other things. They're running a little higher than the 8%. They're running somewhere in the kind of 12 to sometimes 16% range.
Wow. Okay. So you got to pay attention to those levies and make sure you understand what you're voting for. So is there any other hot spots that are happening in higher increases and why?
Well, it's again, what we're seeing in South King County, is in some of the communities like Auburn, Algona, and that they had some special levies on the ballot that are going to raise their property taxes a little bit more than others.
Okay.
The challenge for those folks is going to be it's going to be a fairly significant dollar amount. It's going to be several hundred dollars, and so. We want to make sure they understand why that happened. As you mentioned, Tina, a lot of it is driven by that they voted for it.
Yes.
And one of the tricky parts for folks like that is going to be that some of them are in and some of them are out of the Sound Transit taxing district. Now, if you're not being taxed, you didn't vote on it. We were very careful this past year to make sure that we didn't have people being taxed and not voting. So if you were going to be taxed, you got to vote.
Got it.
But you'll literally see in South King County portions where you can be on the other side of the street and your neighbor isn't paying the Sound Transit tax and you are. So that has people a little concerned. And we worked with Sound Transit this year to really run a fairly comprehensive education program to let people know how that was going to work.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you'd say that because I've had clients say before, well, this house, the property taxes are a lot lower. And I'm always, it's based on what's happening right in that area, your schools and your parks and all of those things. So you're in a different zone. So that's, it's interesting to hear you say that. So what about values? What do they look like this year in King County, John?
Overall values also tracked at about a little over 8%. Now there isn't a direct, I want to be careful that people understand, there isn't a direct linkage between value increases and your property tax increase. But right now we're at a time when they're moving roughly in parallel with each other.
Got it.
It's again, as we've seen elsewhere around the county, there are some neighborhoods that are pretty hot and that are above the 8%. There are other areas that are still positive, but probably are a little bit below 8%.
Got it. And it's also important to understand that the taxes, the assessor at the office, you're at least a year behind.
Right.
So it's for the previous in what happened. And that's why a lot of times you can see property values going up, but the taxes went down, but it was based on the year before.
Right. Yes. So the tax bill they got this week is based upon the value we set effective of January 1 in 2016.
Yes.
Or the 2017 year.
So that's another interesting thing that I think a lot of consumers don't understand. So is there an easier way to get a value notice?
Absolutely. We would be happy to send it to you electronically and save us some money. Save you some postage and save us some postage and that. And actually, we have on our website, you go to kingcountygov.com/assessor/, we call it E as in Edward Victor Nancy, EVN, and it's an electronic valuation notice. And we've gotten hundreds, if not thousands, of people that have signed up for that. We'd like one day, frankly, to get virtually everybody signed up. It's much cheaper. It gets it to you in virtually real time, and that as soon as they're ready to be released. We found also businesses, especially businesses that own multiple properties, really appreciate it because they get one track. They get literally a spreadsheet that's password protected, and they can look and see, and they've got all their properties in one place. They're not coming in dribs and drabs and that. So we're trying to figure out how we can make that more efficient.
Yeah, and I have to say there's been a lot done with the website. I just think it's amazing everything that you guys are doing with the technology side.
We're constantly trying to figure out, you know, as you mentioned, we get almost 4 million page views a month.
Yes.
We are the second highest viewed King County page of all county government. And what we try to do, and we're trying to do, is more and more put the information literally at your fingertips so that you can look up stuff, you can act on things, you can file your appeal in a way where you're not having to gather all the paper up, photocopy it, and, you know, shuffle on down to the post office.
So let's talk about that, the appeal process for taxes and the value of your home,
So we start now putting together our what we call area reports, which are setting the values in different neighborhoods. As we complete those, we mail out valuation notices. We do that each year. Some years there are bigger changes, some years smaller. Every 6 years, we're required by law to physically inspect a property.
Yes.
That's generally when you get the most significant difference in how your property values have changed. Once you get that notice, you have 60 days to file an appeal. So it's important, you know, you pay attention.
I didn't realize that it was 60 days.
Right.
Okay.
But by state law, normally it's 30, but we give people an extra 30 days just because the crush of life and,
sure.
and all that. So you got 60 days to look at. You can go online, again, through our website is our e-appeals platform. It gives you an ability to look up comparables, so mm-hmm. you can look around your neighborhood. You can either take the ones that we have picked, or you can say, you know, I don't agree with the assessor. I want to pick my own, and you can mm-hmm. set your parameters and that. And then you can even use a kind of wizard we created. So you can say, well, you know, if I dropped my value by X amount, how much would my savings be? Because
yes.
we want to make sure people understand, you know, if you drop your value by $10,000, we're not going to send you a check for $10,000.
Exactly.
And, you know, given the
cost. Maybe $5 a month or $5 for the year.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't want you don't want people to come downtown and pay parking and everything and that and find, wait a minute, my appeal settlement is less than what my parking was.
Exactly.
You know, I lost money on this.
Yes. It makes total sense. So what if somebody's listening to the show today and they're struggling to be able to pay taxes? What can they do?
Well, you know, there are a couple programs that are available directly from the county. We were very encouraged last year, and you helped us spread the word far and wide, Tina, is we reached out to seniors. If you were 62 and over, the owner-occupant, and you had an annual household income of $40,000 or less, we have an exemption program available for you.
Yes.
We had close to 5,000 people apply for that this past year, which was a record in that. Mm-hmm. We're trying to still encourage people to apply for that because it gives you some relief up to about 50% on not all your property. But it is, yeah, and you're absolutely right. You know, I was talking to a man this fall who came up to me. He said, I got my exemption notice finally approved. Mm-hmm. You literally helped me stay in my house.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what we want to do. We don't want to tax anybody out of their home. Mm-hmm. We want to work with you to try to find ways that you can stay in that home.
Perfect. So I've heard you talk about our tax structure being outdated. What do you mean by that?
Well, we live in a different world today than when this state was created in mm-hmm. 1889. You know, and we have a tax.
Oh, it has been a little while.
A little bit. Well, you know, I use the metaphor, and it's especially appropriate in this location. We have a flip phone tax structure in a smartphone age.
Uh-huh.
And the fact is, I'll give you a quick example related to phones and that. We historically have funded E911 through a tax on landlines. I have four kids, all older than I care to mention, but not one of them has a landline. And actually, they look at me and they go, Dad, how quaint, but you still have a landline?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm old school that way. But, you know, what we've seen in turn is because not as many people have landlines,
mm-hmm.
the tax revenue for that E911 service has been dropping. We see the same thing related statewide to the gas tax. As people have bought more fuel-efficient cars or switched to electric cars and that,
uh-huh.
the gas tax revenues have gone down. But road usage has not. We've got to modernize our tax system somehow. And what we really need to start, and what we're starting to work on with the Evans School at the University of Washington and others, is a statewide conversation on what's the current situation and mm-hmm. what can we do about it to modernize it in a way that's fair to everyone.
Sure. So, John, as I wrap up my time here with you, you just did a Power Hour Lunch and Learn for me. I put those on monthly for my realtor experts. And I'm sure a lot of people don't know that you actually go out of the office and you're doing presentations a lot. So, I mean, if somebody wants that for their business or something, how can they get that set up?
They can certainly call our office. They can call the 296 263-2463, that's my number.
Okay.
And get a hold of me, and I'll be happy to try to come out and talk to a group.
And if you didn't get that, you can always come to the show, and I can directly connect you with the assessor office. So, John, any call to action and shout out for my listeners?
Well, I urge them, you know, look at your tax bill when it comes. If you think there's a mistake on it, please let us know. Sometimes mm-hmm. there are. And if you think the value's wrong when you get that reval notice, don't hesitate to file an appeal or at least ask us why the value was. Again, if we've made a mistake, we'll do our very best to correct it.
Yeah, nobody's perfect, so I'm sure it happens here and there. John, thank you so much for coming back in studio. Appreciate your time, always.
Thanks much, Tina. Appreciate it.
Coming up next in the Money Hour, discussion with your income taxes. We finish up with property taxes. We're going to roll right into income taxes. Greg Nunn with Gregory S. Nunn & Company right here on 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.